What is hope? You know, it's a word that's often misused and mistaken for wishful thinking or daydreaming or desiring or even just optimism. Now, those attitudes are certainly better than pessimism and despair, but they don't have the power to change your situation like hope does. In this broadcast, you'll learn how real hope is much deeper and far stronger than positive thinking. Hope isn't optimism. Optimism can be a denial of reality, but hope never denies the facts. Optimism is positive thinking. Hope is passionate trust. Optimism focuses on what you think you can do. Hope trusts in what God can do. In other words, optimism is psychological. Hope is theological. Optimism says, it's not so bad, while hope admits, yeah, it's bad. In fact, it's really bad, but I still believe and trust in God. You see, hope is H-O-P-E, holding on, praying expectantly. This is Daily Hope, and I'm Rick Warren.
Today on Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren, we continue in our series called The Invisible War. In these lessons, we'll take an in-depth look at the unseen world of good and evil and how the spiritual side of life directly impacts our day-to-day existence in ways we never imagined. If you've ever had the sinking suspicion that there are unseen spiritual forces working against you, you're going to want to stay with us, because in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about a special 7-session DVD series and workbook from Pastor Rick called The Invisible War, Winning the Battle Against Temptation. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to rickwarren.org while you listen. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 313131. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called Being Faithful in a Faithless World.
Whatever you use wisely, God gives you more of. Would you write that down? Whatever I use wisely, God will give me more of. If you use your time wisely, God will give you more time. If you use your energy wisely, God will give you more energy. If you use your money wisely, God will give you more money. I have found that if you use your influence wisely, God will give you more influence. But if you're faithful in little, then you'll be faithful in much. So if I take my talents, if I use my talents wisely, God will increase my talent. And I'll get better at it. And I'll get more better at it. And better and better and better. Because God gives to people who use what he gives them effectively. Look at the next verse. Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove what? That's what we're talking about this weekend. God is watching to see, do I use my time, my money, my influence? Do I use my intelligence? Do I use my brain wisely? Then he's going to give you more. Whatever I use wisely, God will give me more of. There are two great themes in the Bible. Two great themes. One is salvation, and the other is stewardship. They're taught from cover to cover. Salvation is, have I trusted Jesus for my forgiveness? Stewardship is, what are you doing with what you've been given? And God is looking at both of these major themes in your life. Number three, the third test. And if you pass this test, then God gives you more blessing. And this test will be on and on. Number three, God uses tough times to teach me persistence. God uses tough times to teach me persistence. The difference between faithful people and unfaithful people is unfaithful people give up at the first sign of difficulty. Faithful people keep on keeping on. Faithful people are determined. Faithful people are diligent. Faithful people are persistent. Faithful people don't know how to quit. Do you know how a little nut, an acorn, becomes an oak tree? Oak tree is just an acorn that refused to give up. And it just kept on keeping on. And you just never give up. I'm not that smart, but I do know, have one thing, is I don't know how to quit. It is always too soon to quit. You are never a failure till you quit, and it's always too soon to quit. God uses tough times to test my persistence. You know, when we started Saddleback with just Kay, I preached the first sermon to one person, my wife. She thought it was too long. It's been downhill ever since. 31 years later, she's still saying, it's too long. Over the next, I thought when we started the church, we'd get a building real quick. We went 15 years without a building. In the first 13 years of this church, we used 79 different facilities. Do you know how many times I felt like giving up? Just every Monday morning. But I don't know how to quit. And we said, God said, Rick, if I never give you a building, will you still serve me? I said, absolutely. Saddleback grew to over 10,000 people before we built this first building. How would you like to set up and take down a church for 10,000 people every week? There's not a lot of glory to that. It's just hard work. God says, I use tough times to test your persistence. Notice this verse. You're going through tough times right now. This verse is for you. 2 Corinthians 4. This is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. For our present troubles are quite small, and they won't last very long. He says, the stuff we're going through, you know, this recession, it's really quite small. It's not going to last very long. But they will produce for us an immeasurably great glory that will last forever. Because when you're going through tough times, you're growing in character. So he says, we don't look at the troubles we can see right now. In other words, we don't keep our eyes on the problem. Rather, we look forward to what we have not seen, the reward for persevering. For the troubles we've seen will soon be over, but the joys to come will last forever. You see, there's something God is more interested in than what you do. God is more interested in who you are than what you do. He's more interested in what you're becoming than what's happening to you. And God often allows trials, troubles, tribulations, problems, persistence, in your life to teach you the diligence, determination, and character. The problem you're going through right now, this is a test.
That's Pastor Rick Warren with just a portion of today's study called Being Faithful in a Faithless World from our series called The Invisible War. The second half of today's study is coming up next.
Do you want to live a victorious life? You can. Everyone is vulnerable to temptation, but few know how to fight it. From the moment we wake up, there's a spiritual war raging around us. In order to effectively fight this war and experience victory, we must be equipped with knowledge of the tactics that Satan uses to ensnare us. Learn the powerful defenses and comforts that God promises in the study kit called The Invisible War, Winning the Battle of Temptation. In this 7-session DVD series and workbook, Pastor Rick will teach you how to overcome the 3 main types of temptations that Satan uses to stumble believers: passions, possessions, and position. If you want to win the battle against temptation, it is critical that you know how to fight the surprisingly predictable ways that Satan will tempt you. The Invisible War, Winning the Battle of Temptation, is yours when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Just go to rickwarren.org to get your copy, or you can call 800-600-5004. And if you have a smartphone or tablet, you can text the word DAILY to 313131.
And once again, here's Rick Warren.
God often allows trials, troubles, tribulations, problems, persistence, in your life to teach you the diligence, determination, and character. The problem you're going through right now, this is a test. It's a test of your faith. It's a test of your faithfulness. Will you continue to serve God even when life sucks? It's easy to serve God when things are going great. Now, if you're going through a tough time right now, and almost everybody is, the next verse you need to memorize. So put a star by it. Go home and write it down on a card and memorize it this week for encouragement. Galatians 6:9. Don't get tired of doing what is right. You will, circle will, not might, you will be rewarded when the time is right if you don't give up. I want us to read that verse aloud together. Read it with me. Don't get tired of doing what's right. You will be rewarded when the time is right if you don't give up. You need to memorize that verse because God uses tough times to test your persistence. One of my great spiritual lessons I learned from that theologian, Forrest Gump. Everybody remember the story, Forrest Gump? Okay. In Forrest Gump, there's a story of a hard time that they go through, which a hurricane, tsunami, comes into the south part of America. Okay? And all of the fishing, remember, Forrest Gump has a fishing boat. Bubba Gump Shrimp. Okay? He's got a fishing boat. And all of the other fishing boats say, we got a storm coming in, so we're going to play it safe. We're not going to be out fishing during the storm. We're going to pull into the harbor. We're going to batten down the hatches. We're going to tie up next to shore, and we're going to wait out this recession, this storm. Economic tough times are coming. We got a storm coming in. It's a parable. And so we're going to tie up and we're going to play it safe. We're not going to be out fishing. We're going to wait it out the storm. We're going to be play it conservative. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Only one fishing boat is doing what fishing boats are made to do, fish. And so Forrest Gump is out on the ocean fishing in the middle of the storm. If you remember this story, at the end of the storm, every boat that had tied down in the harbor was destroyed. They had all been dashed against the rocks. They were completely dominated and broken up, and they were all destroyed. And after the storm, Forrest Gump dominated the market because he was the only one who didn't play it safe. Saddleback Church was made to fish. Jesus said, I'll make you fishers of men. Number four. The fourth thing that you need to understand is that God uses shortages to test my generosity. God uses shortages to test my generosity. Faithful people are generous when they don't have it to give. Now follow me on this. Anybody can be generous when you got a surplus. I can be generous with my time when I got a lot of extra time. I can be generous with my money when I got a lot of extra money. I can be generous with my energy when I got extra energy to spend. I can be generous with help when I've got a lot of extra help to give. It's when I don't have enough for me. I don't have enough time for me. I don't have enough energy for me. I don't have enough money for me. I don't have enough talent for me. And I give it away to help others. God goes, this is a test. And I'm watching you to see if you are faithful. Will you be faithful and will you trust me? Now, a great example of this in the Bible is the story of the church in Macedonia. Macedonia was an area of Greece. Alexander the Great, he was from Macedonia. His father was Philip of Macedonia. Now, there's a church in this place called Macedonia in Greece, and there's another church in Greece called the Corinthians. Corinth is a city in Greece. And Paul writes a letter to the church at Corinth, and he's bragging on the church at Macedonia for them being generous in the middle of their shortages. Here's what he says. Look up here on the screen. He says, those people over there in Macedonia, they're going through this enormous recession. He goes, they have been going through severe trouble. They've been going through very hard times. And out of their extreme poverty, these people are flat broke, has flowed extreme generosity and overwhelming joy. What's he talking about? He said, those people over there, they are hurting like crazy, but they gave a huge offering to help the church down in Jerusalem that's starving right now. He goes, out of their poverty came generosity. He said, God's watching that. They are being faithful. They are being faithful. Did you know that the number one test, the acid test of your faith in your life is your finances? Not anything else, but it's your finances. Why? Because we spend most of our time thinking making, worrying, investing, saving money. It's the acid test of how much do I trust God, my finances. In fact, Jesus said it like this. I tell you, use worldly wealth, your worldly resources, that's your time, your money, your energy, everything. Use your worldly resources to benefit others and to make friends for eternity. In other words, to help get people into heaven, finance missions. In this way, your generosity stores up a reward for you in heaven. He said, when you help other people with whatever you've got, you're storing up a reward for you in heaven. But if you are unfaithful, there's that word, if you're unfaithful with your worldly wealth, you just spend it all on yourself, who will trust you with the true riches of heaven? You cannot serve both God and money. Did you know that God says, I use money to test how much I'm going to be able to trust you in heaven? He said, if I can't trust you with material world wealth in this world, I'm not going to trust you with the true riches of heaven in eternity. This is a test. Money management is not just a good idea. Staying out of debt, investing wisely, giving liberally, sharing generously. That's not just a good idea. It is a spiritual test. And God says, if you're not faithful in how you handle your finances on earth, I'm not going to trust you with true spiritual blessing in heaven. It's a test. It's a test. Now, friends, as your pastor who loves you, I told you, I'm praying for your blessing. And I pray for your financial blessing. I do it all the time. I want you to succeed financially. Not so you can be some fat cat and just spend it all on yourself, but so that you can use it wisely and then be rewarded in heaven. That's what I want God to do. I want you to get those rewards in heaven. And I pray for you to be financially successful, so not so you can go spend it on a bunch of luxuries, but so that you can use it to help other people and then get rewards in heaven. So you need to know I'm praying for your success. And I want to help you make it through this recession. In fact, this fall, we're going to spend a whole month on that. But let me give you five principles right now. I want you to write these down to make it through tough times. These are five principles that if you will do these things, God will bless you in your life in these areas, okay? Number one, first principle in a recession. God gives to generous people. God gives to generous people. This is a principle in the Bible. God says, the more generous you are, the more generous I'm going to be with you. If you're generous with your time, I'm going to give you more time. If you're generous with your energy, I'm going to give you more energy. If you're generous with your talent, I'm going to give you more talent. God says, why does God want me to be generous? Obviously, he doesn't need it. He wants me to be like him. Everything I have in my life, everything you have in your life, is because of the generosity of God. Your heart is beating because of the generosity of God. The blood in your veins and the air you breathe is all there because of the generosity of God. God so loved that he gave. And God wants us to grow up and be like him. Like father, like son, like father, like daughter. God wants me to learn to be generous. And so he rewards it. And there's a principle throughout the Bible where God says, the more generous you are, the more generous I will be with you. You cannot outgive God. I have played this game for many years. Most of you know my story. Kay and I started tithing when we were married 36 years ago, and each year raised our tithe from 10%, at least 1% a year, to 11%, to 12%, to 13%, to 15%. Sometimes on big years, I'd get a raise, I'd raise it 3% or 4%. Sometimes it was really tight. We were barely making ends meet. We'd raise it just 0.25%. Why? We weren't trying to show off. I didn't tell anybody about this for 30 years. But I wanted my heart to grow bigger. And every year I wanted to be more like Jesus. So I was trying to learn generosity. Most of you know that today Kay and I give away 91% of our income and live on 9%. Most of you know I don't take a salary from this church. I've served this church free for 31 years. And it's been fun learning to give it away. And I've played this game where God says, Rick, you give to me and I'll give to you and we'll see who wins. And I have lost that game for 36 years. Now, God gives to generous people. And the more I give, the more God blesses me. Number two, this is a real important one. Obeying God's vision will bring God's provision. Obeying God's vision will bring God's provision. In other words, if you do what God tells you to do and you don't have the money, you don't have the energy, you don't have the people, you don't have it, God will bring it along, the resources you need at the right time, because what he calls you to do, he's going to fulfill. What he's given you the vision for, he will give you the provision for. What you need to do is you step out in faith to do what you know God's called you to do. And then God says, I will provide the rest.
This is Daily Hope with Rick Warren. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions that we didn't have time for today, simply go to rickwarren.org or iTunes.com and download the Daily Hope with Rick Warren podcast to listen again. Rick will be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. Every day, there's a spiritual war raging all around you. Now, in order to effectively fight this war, you need to be equipped with knowledge of the tactics Satan will use to try to trap you. Learn the powerful defenses and comforts that God promises in the study kit called The Invisible War, Winning the Battle of Temptation. In this 7-session DVD series and workbook, Pastor Rick teaches how to overcome the three main types of temptations that Satan uses to influence us: passions, possessions, and position. If you expect to win the battle against temptation, it's critical that you know how to fight the predictable ways Satan will tempt you. The Invisible War, Winning the Battle of Temptation, is yours when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. So just go to rickwarren.org today to get your copy. Or you can call 800-600-5004. And if you've got a smartphone or tablet, you can text the word DAILY to 313131. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
I think Ephesians 4:18 in the Message paraphrase just nails it the way many people live their lives today. It says, they've refused for so long to deal with God that they've lost touch not only with God, but with reality itself. You know, you look around and that seems to be the case everywhere. In schools, in businesses, in government, in Hollywood, in every area of society, there are people who have so lost touch with God, they've also lost touch with reality. And for them, good is bad and bad is good. But you know, when you get closer to God, his light reveals the reality of sin. And in the light of God, we can see that sin causes emotional distress. It causes disappointment. It causes relational distance. It causes discord. Sin causes financial difficulties, and it causes physical decay, even deformities, even death. But most of all, it causes our disconnection from God. Jesus said this, in the world you will have trouble. Jesus was a realist. But he said, take heart, I have overcome the world, John 16:33. Now notice, Jesus didn't say you might have trouble. Jesus says you will have trouble. You can count on having trouble because we live in a broken world where nothing works perfectly. But here's the good news. Jesus says, take heart, I have overcome the world. Jesus can do what I can't do. Jesus can do what you can't do. He can fill the empty spaces in your life. He can guide you through those tough times. That is a promise that Jesus intends to keep and he will keep. Let that encourage you today. I'm Rick Warren, and be sure to join me next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.